So if you can just start with your name and where you're from and a bit about your background.
Background in general?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Asad Al-Raisi. I am from Muscat, the capital of the Sultanate of Oman. My background is I lived 17 years in Oman. I went to international schools with British curriculum, I guess. I was involved in some sports. I don't know what type of background you need.
No, that's fine, that's fine. Okay. So do you have any, like, evil spirit folklore or superstitions in Oman that, you know, maybe yes. Like evil eye that you could talk about?
Oh, yes. Omanis are big believers in the power of envy. So that's why we, everything we say, any compliment, anything that happens, we say mashallah after it, which is... Praise the Lord type of thing. Mm-hmm. We also put around a lot of the Ayn al-Hasad, which is the evil eye. The evil eye to, I guess, a belief that it will protect from people's envy.
Mm. And go ahead.
There's also a big belief in our power of magic and the dark and all those dark stuff, mystical things.
Yeah.
But I can relate to it.
Yeah, of course. Is there a name for the dark, like, magic stuff, or?
No, just sihr, which is magic in Arabic. Okay. But
and
nothing. Or huruz, which is huruz is I don't know what the word. I guess spells. Yeah.
Okay.
Spells, yeah.
And
yeah.
Is there any, like, precautions you can take for these like superstitions besides saying, you know, mashallah or something like that?
These sacrifices. Mm-hmm. So, like, you sacrifice a camel or a goat or lamb as a precaution, I guess. It's a way of, like, it not affecting you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Could you give, like, one example or, like, a hypothetical where, you know, one of these superstitions would come into play, like the envy or...
Okay, so for example, like, if something good happens, like, for example, I graduate from Dartmouth as a valedictorian, pure hypothetical,
Inshallah.
But too late for that, but if you know, were I to do that, I think... My grandmother especially would be of the belief, like, okay, we're sacrificing 30 goats and then giving out these sacrifices to people in need, and say pray for us, and also in general, like, they'd say be low key about it, don't make a big fuss.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't post a photo of you as valedictorian on Instagram, because then something bad will happen to you, because all the people won't say mashallah, and then it'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's interestingly, like, if were I to post a photo of me as valedictorian on Instagram, the caption would probably be say mashallah. That's a common thing.
Mm. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Asad. Really appreciate it.
Oh no. Always, anytime, Habibi.